Well, Verlin.
Sean, I could just hear you do that all night long. What am I supposed to do? Grab your mandolin if you would, Sean. You know, I got to echo what Sean was saying. I'm lucky I get to do it most nights of the year. I get to stand on stage with Guy, and I never get tired of it. And I try to learn from it, and I try to soak up as much as I can. And but this is a special treat because it's a different setup, and you know, it's usually just the two of us up there struggling through. But we got lots of good help tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Lots of real good help. We're driving down the road a lot, and one day when we were driving, I was telling Guy about my problems, which I often do, and Guy said, I'm just dried up as far as songwriting ideas, you know, all the good stuff is taken, all the good ideas, and I said, it's all been said before, and then it occurred to me, I even have a song called It's All Been Said Before. That's how bad it is. And, of course, Guy didn't miss a lick. He just looked over and he said, Verlin, you know what you need to do, don't you? You need to write a song about your mama. He said, everybody knows if you don't write a song about your mama, you won't get into heaven. So right away, I knew what I had to do, but Guy wasn't aware of the whole story about my mom, though. He didn't know her name. He didn't know she her name is Darwita. And he didn't know she is from Greasy Bend, Oklahoma. There's a story behind it. I won't go into the whole thing, but I will tell you that it involves a great battle that was fought there on the Ouachita River. There's a sharp curve on the river there, and there was a hog farmer and a watermelon farmer got in a fight. And they left a bunch of smashed up watermelons and dead hogs laying all over the river bank there, and it became known as Greasy Bend. I'm sorry, I said I wasn't going to tell you the whole thing, but I did. It slipped out. So I got to think, you know, my mom, she plays the mandolin. They lived right there across the river from Greasy Bend, and they had a little family band, and they actually sat on the porch and played music while that great battle was going on. I like to tease her and tell her she's a whole lot like Francis Scott Key was, you know. So I don't know, I sat down to write about all this stuff, and I must admit it was overwhelming in the beginning until it occurred to me that, hell, I can do this. Mandolin, see, that's what my mama played in the little band there. Mandolin rhymes with Greasy Bend. So at that point, it was all over.